listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. I know this is many stations are picking me up now that the political nonsense has been sort of settled, but not quite. You could have a civil war yet, which I've predicted, but let's not go into that right now. Because civil wars you find in your house, in your family, you know, in your business. There's all kinds of problems in the world that come under the words civil war or uncivil war. We do unto others what was done unto us. And that forms a chain. And that's what I want to mention just a little bit, because I'm going to talk about how our people, our countries, are mesmerized. And I spoke about mesmerism or hypnosis, on which I'm expert on. Not proud of it, but yes, it was very valuable to me when I went from understanding hypnosis, thinking that it was a curative thing, to realizing that it was what's wrong with people to start with. And I can tell you a story. I think I already told it to you once, but I must tell it to you again. When I met my wife, and she was a pretty girl. I guess she looked like my mother. Probably that had something to do with it. But we sat in the car that first evening outside the restaurant. And she says, I have a headache. And I said, well, I can fix that for you. And I touched her head, and I know what I'm doing. I mesmerized her. I'm going to be talking about this because you're more mesmerized than you can possibly understand. Nearly all of the country, in one way or the other, to the right and to the left. The left is worse. The right tries to be good, and the left tries to make bad good. That's the difference between the two. We'll discuss those things, okay? And so, about the car. Now, I've never met this girl before. I married her 2 weeks later, but that's another story. But I spoke to you yesterday about my prowess. I'm thinking that hypnosis was a curative thing, or you could use it for amusement, which is very dangerous. I'll talk about that. And please support, call me if I don't talk about using it. There's a danger in using it improperly, and there's a danger whereby it is not so dangerous, but still not good. And I just want you to know, just let me finish the story. I keep wanting to change it to something else. It's flashing across my mind. So I put my finger on her head, on her forehead, and a few minutes went by, I suppose. And then she opened her eyes. She said, how did you do that? My headache's gone. And then immediately I said, your brother was in Vietnam, and I named everybody in the family. She said, how do you know that? I said, you just told me. I told you, she said. I don't remember you. How did you find this? I hypnotized you. She still couldn't believe it. Although I've been married 64 years, 65 years now, and I don't think she still wants to understand it. It's a difficult thing now, having married that creature, so to speak, my wife. God bless her little cotton socks. But she's not ready to help. Let me help her yet. See, but we've grown, we understand each other. You can't push goodness into a person. You can't force people to see. And so I don't want you to be obligated to listen to me, but please be careful. Do not be resentful towards me in this program. I shall tell you why. The danger of being angry to me is not as usual. I'm a different kind of person. And I want you to be a different kind of person. There's a kind of person that loves the truth, and if what I'm saying is true, it's painful to listen. But good people don't mind a little pain. They just get a relief. And sick people, or really bad ones, begin to hate me. And that's a different story, because I don't react to the hate, whether I'm sitting next to you or having a tizzy with you. I'm not one you can do anything to me mentally. It's the other way around. If you try to do that, something in me does something to you mentally. And it could be better, for better or for worse, depending on the person. All right, we'll be speaking about these things in just a little bit.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Do I really expect everybody to be looking for what they're looking for all their lives, what they should be looking for? Mostly you see people looking for pleasure and projecting their pains and aggravations onto other people, doing unto others what was done unto them. Can't stop it. And you may not see what you're doing to your own children. And we need to understand that unless America can wake up, both on the right and the left, but the left is the worst. On the right you have religion and the attempt to be virtuous to various degrees, and that is threatening to the left, who see that wrong is right. They think doing anything they want, anything that makes them have pleasure, that is freedom. That isn't freedom, but it's freedom to them. And once a person gets into power, like Obama got into power, he used his power to encourage kids to see evil as good and good as evil. That's easy to do. It's easy. I warned you about that many years ago, because and many stations are listening to me right now. May it be the first time, the second time, the third time they've ever heard of what I said. But my background, for those of you listening to me for the first time, is basically the most of my life is understanding powerful, dangerous Democrats. That's another word. I meant to didn't say that. It's giving your loyalty to bullies. Let me just explain it to you how simple it is, and then I'll tell you what it is. And this is the number to call me. I would love you to call me. Anytime you hear something, me say something, please call 800-866-8886. Please, I love to hear from you. And if you can just speak to my subject matter, say, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by emotion? What do you mean by when I get upset? I'm losing who I am. Please do that. I ask you to do it. And I want to make an apology to maybe the station. And because this is not something that's funny. This is something that's very serious. And when you tell the truth, whatever truth is, and it's very hard to find a truth because everybody has different truths. The left has a different truth than the right, if you see what I mean. And Adolf Hitler, in the same thing, he was on the dark side, of course, but he was like a Ku Klux Klan, so to speak. That is the same thing as the left, but it's on the right, meaning that there's tyrants on the right and there's tyrants on the left, and the whole nations succumb to that. And you could have a dictator that's a terrible, horrible bully, as you've seen with Hitler, and you could have a dictator which tried to bring down America. His name was Obama. He loved the worst in people. He loved the worst in people, and he gave the worst in people a sense of worthless worth. And that could be very dangerous. And as he leaves the limelight, there can be very much danger, because the young people have been demoralized into believing what freedom isn't. So I hope you people listening, you young people listening to me, you have been programmed in your school. And there's a way that they do it to you, especially in the psychology classes. They teach you fascism. What's another word for it? Anyway, the fascism isn't the right word. I'll come back to it when it comes to my mind. It's Russian. I got to find that word. But never mind. You know who I'm talking about, the left. And the left is not right. And the right is not right, too. But they're at least they're better. They're striving, for the most part, in America at least, to become a better person with all the religions that we have. Christianity being the closest to it, and I'm Jewish, than any other religion on earth will ever be. Except they don't do it in well enough. They don't understand it deep enough. And so I tend to take the side of that and help you to understand what Jesus himself would tell you. But there's more. There's more to it, because I'm not him. I don't have all his powers. But I have the powers of speech to get this to you. Now, I started off by saying an example how you can take down a country is two ways. You can bully people and smash windows and create terror. That's what ISIS is going to do to us when it comes. And if you react to terror, something, it divides the country into two parts. Those who are bold enough and virtuous enough will take a stand. Even though it's not a perfect stand, he will take a stand and give his life. Okay. On the other hand, the people who are liberals, what we call liberals, appeasers, lovers of freedom to do wrong as if it was right, and resenting people like Donald Trump or people who have virtue, hating the virtuous and resenting the virtuous. I just like to mention one more thing, because it bringing it forward. I forgot the name of the person. I'm going to do it because, you know, I'm getting old and I do forget a word here and then. It's a bit embarrassing. But I try to do my best. You'll forgive me. Here is the sequence. This is how it goes. Let's start with the left. And that's what I've been really saying all along. They're very subtle and clever. It takes maybe 70 or 80 years to conquer a country like America. I came in 1960. I set up my business, having understood that gravity, because I do science too. I began my life with the program. What I learned in the Institute of Hypnosis, that hypnosis is what is wrong with the whole human race. drugs, alcohol, even religion can be addictive and very overpowering. But whatever it is, you can be, let's start with a cruelty. Let me start with a cruelty temptation. A person that's mean or angry and unjust and cruel, if you react to that person and get upset with them, and usually when you get upset with them is when you become a little, when you're a little child, you have no defense against the cruelty that people who don't know they're cruel. I'm saying they don't know they're cruel. Remember I told you about my wife? She didn't know why I understood the names of her parents and brothers, because when she's in a hypnotic state, in that hypnotic state which she had already, I just jumped in. I opt in. Do you know what I mean by opting in? I took the place of the person who destroyed her mind, or destroyed her mind in a certain way, because she is trying to be a better person. You would never know it. You never know that she's living in a hypnotic state. She lives in a hypnotic state to this very day, but she doesn't know it. She has moments where she's very sensible and understands me, but doesn't understand me strong enough to be able to make the change. But to become more codependent on Roy, her husband, and she's very much attached to me, which isn't healthy. But I can't tell her that, so I have to put up with it. See, I put up with it because I'm married, and death to a part is honor, and there's no big problems to me. I just want to say that to you, because that is honorable. And that she is wants to hold on to, and make me a protection of her dad, and secretly resent me, and then get guilty, and then the guilt tends to drive her to be nice to me again. It's a love hate thing. But she can't see it, and I don't mind talking about it. Not a big deal. We get along basically because I don't react, and at least it's valuable to her. Because in some silly way she loves me, but I do love her differently. I know she's broken, and I have to wait. If she's 100 years old, I will wait for her. That is the way it should be, and it should be for you. But let me say this again. I started out by saying, it's a sequence, and it's a sequence that starts like this. To make it very simple, right smash in the middle here. Somebody upsets you, and if you get upset, you become the extension of what's in that person. Here we go. Let me go into detail now. Hold the line. The person that is irritated, who's a bully. Let's say you will take the bully version and then the seductive one later. Bear that in mind. The bully one has a entity in that person, a subject of something in him that is living through him as if he or she was that. In other words, I go back to the story of my wife in the car. She was under hypnosis when I met her. Although she didn't look like she was under hypnosis, appeared, and still does, appears to be a very gracious, pretty, lovable, fun-loving person. But that was all compensation. That's not really her. See, and my wife has never discovered who she was. If I bring it up, she gets upset to bring it up. I don't mean that you may be upset, but if you be upset, ladies and gentlemen, be careful what I mean by upset. Do not be upset by Roy Masters, otherwise I get to you in a very difficult way. And if you want to call me, what that is, I will. It's 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, and it starts right now. I'm putting up my website here. Anyway, thank you. I put my screen up so I can see who calls in. Thank you. So here it is. You get upset, but remember, when you're a child, you the place where you get upset most is in your own home. And if your parents are not careful or wise, they will send you to one of the schools. See, and they get demoralized, and their allegiance changes. Is this my piece or not? Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, before I go on, I have to do something for my organization, the Foundation of Human Understanding. And the people listening to me right now are the people that support my program. This station doesn't... I don't pay the station. The station gives me the time, but they get the money for doing it. But we need the support for you, too. I don't know if I said that right, but... All I know, this is my spot where I can ask you to support what I do, because I don't get people to support me like they do on the commercial radio. All I have to share with you is my knowledge and my help, if you listen very carefully to what I'm saying. As of now, I could give you the phone number of the Foundation of Human Understanding, and it's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's one Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And you can go to my website and get a copy of the 7-minute meditation is free. A 7-minute meditation can absolutely 50%. There's other means that's other than this, but this one is very magical. You go there, FHU.com. It doesn't cost you anything, and give it a try. It just sit down quietly for 7 minutes and follow us the yellow brick road, so to speak, off to see the non-wizard. See, and it will help you a lot. Give it a try, 50%. And then, if it doesn't work, then there's another thing, that something even more, a little stronger. But I want to use as little strength as possible. That's all. And so, that's about it. The phone number of my office is 800-877-3227. Please write that down. Anyway, I'm coming back now. How many minutes we have, David? How many minutes, David? I can just continue. I wasn't watching the clock. All right. So let me give you the sequence. Understand that parents are standing in the shoes of their parents, and their great parents have great grandparents. And great-great-great-grandparents. And if you go all the way back to Paradise Lost, that's where it is. Everything's topsy-turvy. And so in that sense, I don't need to do this, but I have to give it some spirituality. It's just something to do with because you have done this thing, so shall you leave your mother and father and to the man, and be bonded to the woman. That's it. That's upside down. It should be the other way around. It should be that God is in charge of the man, and the man is in charge of the woman. And so, if a man is a noble man, He doesn't look to a woman for a sense of worthless worth. But that's what happens when you look for worthless worth. And even in marriage, the marriage bed is not kosher. It's not necessarily. It can be. It can be, but it rarely is. Men look for the pleasure of a woman. He gets from her what he's lost, and he's lost from God. When he comes into the world, who do you think claims the child? It's the mother, because the father does not know how to be a man. He doesn't know how to deal with his wife, and all she wants is to have him love the hell out of her, rather than hugging the hell in her. And that needs to be understood. But that's where it begins. From generation to generation, you're standing, this woman standing in the same shoes, waiting for the kind of man that could save her. But the first man has to be saved first. But you as ladies, you need to understand this, not to be caught up in that kind of man that uses you and call it love, and not have sex love at all, unless you're married. And even when you're married, you may be doing it wrong, becoming addicted to her. And the more you want, the more you get, the more you want. It becomes an addiction. Anyway, but now you have anger in the house, and the children have become disturbed. And the children usually give their love to their mother. If the father's angry, then the tendency is mostly to have pity on the mother, because his dad is mean to his mother, and mother seems to be innocent when she isn't. She's supporting him. And when she got married to him, or whatever, however you do talk about it, is seduction. And if it is a seduction, then she's in charge. That's not good. So he gives him feelings, and he's addicted to the feelings. And the more he gets, the more he needs it, the further he is away from God. And there's anger there. And you take the identity of one of your parents. And then when you grow up, you might say, I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be like my mom. I'm not going to be like that at all. I'm going to be good. But you don't know what good is. That's the point. You don't know what good is. And when you're good, you're too good, and you seduce your children. And you have a codependent children. One runs away. One stays with you, and doesn't. Inherits whatever kingdom you have, or inherits nothing. But you're addicted to your mom, addicted, addicted, addicted. They have no little freedom, and the more you hate her, the more you're bonded to her. The hate is the bond. And the extension of Paradise Lost passing into you, and you standing in your parents' shoes. That's all about that. And so now, if you're a good politician or a politician of any kind, you can go the man way, which is cruelty, or you can go with the woman way. Is the sociopath is the woman, sweet, seductive, like the pusher is seductive. It rises to the occasion of your need. But sex, anything can be detrimental. You can eat too much and die. The more you eat for a sense of feeling, the more the people will fix the food so it gets tastier and tastier and tastier and tastier. And the whole business, the big businesses are created to rise to the occasion of your need for all kinds of fancy food, which will kill you. Yes, half of you will die from eating food. Okay, so here we go. 800-866-8883. And please call me if you have a question about what I'm saying. I'm just running over a lot of things, and I'm going to finish off by telling you what we're going to do next in a few minutes. Yes, remind me if the wife is a bully and there's a certain circumstance, write this down for me, David, and whisper it in my ear. And if the father's a bully, it has a different way of creating hypnotic states that last forever, unless it's cured. That's all I want you to whisper in my ear, so in case I forget it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please. I am explaining something that you, sensible people, are recognizing about yourself. Is 80%, nearly 80% of marriages fall apart. That's war. And one is going to win. It's either the woman that wins and she imparts her nature into her children. What happens if she puts the nature in the boy? Then he becomes feminine. Or he may think he's a woman and have one of those, I don't know how to even say it, one of those operations to take away part of him, his body, so he could be a woman. And it's an identity crisis. And the doctors are crazy to do such a thing. But, you know, if you've got enough money, you can do it. So, but all these things, all what I'm saying, I'm covering areas that you've never understood before. That's all. That's my business. To help you to understand everything you never heard before. And it's painful. Even painful to good people. Because there's a little pain. And that if it's good in you, you say, oh, why am I being angry with boy? Or, and then you think, oh, well, that's good. Because the seed I plant, when you're angry, I planted the seed. This person plants a seed in you. And it's not evil. If you look for love in the world, if you look for love in the world, all you do is draw to you the worst in people that will pretend to love you, and then you are lost. It turns bad. And so I don't want to labor on this idea of Roy Masters being a little bit different. I am a lot different, because I don't plan the program. It has to come as it comes. And sometimes I repeat myself from the day after, but I usually take a different tack on it. There's many ways that this goes. When you start to get upset, when you start to be angry with your wife, when you start to be angry with your husband, and when you start being angry with your children, you're passing something on. And so you're doing unto others what was done unto you. And this is what I'm going to be talking about in the next break. How many minutes we have for this break now, David? Oh, that's good. I have a caller. Is the caller talking about this subject? Okay, that's a good call. That's a good call. We'll take that. We have a gentleman, or is it a lady or a gentleman? A lady. She's on. So we need to break this. I'm just going to have a few words, and then to finish my point, and then we'll take the call. All right. My name is Roy Masters. 800-866-8883. Be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, here's a quickie. So when you're upset with your children, and the tendency is that you've taken the reason why you're upset with your children, because you're the extension of the parent that upset you. And so there's a scripture that describes it. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Correct? Do unto others as you would like them, as you expect to, had I say that right? Do unto others as you would have them done unto you. I get it. Sorry. I got it right. And so what we do is do unto others what was done to us, and we cannot stop it. We cannot stop it. And the only way you can stop it is go the opposite way. And the opposite way is, when I grow older, I'm going to be the best mama there ever was. And she doesn't know what goodness is. It's spoiling. And this is seduction. You seduce the children. One kid runs away because he feels the pull to give herself into mama because she's so wonderful and sweet. And he runs away from slavery into another slavery. He runs away. He resents his mother. But the person, maybe it's a boy or girl, who will react differently. She'll give in to mother, and mother will mother her, and she will never get free. See, so, but how else would you do this? The only way you can reckon, the only way you can have a good family is to find the way of what it means to be still and know. It says it like that. Be still and know I'm God. But what is being still with? Now, I have to, because we so have so little time in this hour, and some stations only take an hour, so we'll cover that later on. But I want to finish off now how the country can be destroyed this way. If you do unto others, vent it. That's mean venting your anger towards an innocent. It's always that way. You don't vent it on somebody bigger and stronger than yourself. You've already done that. That's the reason why you're taking it out on your kids, or taking it out on somebody else, or you know, in racial things like that, those frustration will go to other people, and you enjoy the pleasure of taking them down, and raising yourself up above them, and enjoying their suffering. See, and the person who has experienced that will either run or fight, but either way he loses. If he reacts to it, he will pass that on to his own kids. So when you do something, let me say, maybe I didn't say it quite right because it's not easy to speak. When you do unto others what was done unto you, you take the role of the person that did it to you, to that person. That's what I'm trying to say. And that person will create a sort of like a snake and ladder thing. I know it's an old game that we used to play. You would do unto others what was done unto you. Makes you the bully and then the coward. Now the coward would either give in to you and embolden your cruelty, because it works. You can get that person to do what you want, or they will decide to get their own back by taking the identity that wicked person has, and so the bully creates the coward, and the coward becomes the bully to somebody weaker than himself. That can go down a chain of command if it's regulated, if it's properly understood, as politicians that know how to do this. What you have now on the left is a lot of spoiled people, because over many, many years the school have been teaching that condoms, you're using condoms on bananas. I mean, I heard that years ago. I couldn't believe my eyes, how people could just let it go and never stood up to it. In your school, you've been teaching your children to become socialists, communists, basically. And so, millions of children have been demoralized, not only by their parents, but by the school. And the parents may be hateful and beat up their own children. It's not not unusual in America to have children being beaten. A lot, 50% at least, because you can't help yourself. When you get upset, something dark gets inside you, and it plays with you, it talks to you. It's almost like you have an identity, but you may not know that this identity is acting through you as you. That's a hypnotic state. And that is, so my wife had a problem with it. She had a terrible home life, terrible. And so when I met her in that car that day, all I did was opt in. I haven't cured it. I opted in to help her headache and put her to sleep, and she lost consciousness for those few moments. And I tell you that when you are bullied, you tend to lose consciousness, and when you lose that consciousness that would protect you, you become infected by the person that's bullying you, and you'll either be an appeaser, which emboldens the person to hurt you more, and then you can't get away because you feel guilty, because you'll be angry, because the more you give in, the more powerful that you give him, and the more you give in, the more angry he gets. In other words, you're emboldening him to be a bully, and feeding off you, and projecting into you what's in him. And so if you decide that if that person dies, and you might want to look for somebody who loves you that way, you look for another bully. You can't help but the bully will love you. The bully will make you feel better. The bully will help you to do unto others what was done unto them. And then he can reward you for that. Obama can reward everybody for loving him and obligating them through giving them... what was that, David? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I have... When I start, I can't stop, you see. But you do see the system. Okay, let me talk to Gwen in Mass. And go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Gwen.
Hi, hello.
Hello, young lady.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can. Very easy,
okay,
very clear.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, how's that? David, can you raise up? Can you raise up the sound?
That's better.
Okay, good.
I have lung cancer. I called you before.
Yes.
And... I listened to the tape, and I couldn't believe that was me. I didn't know I sounded so frail.
Yeah, you do sound frail.
Excuse me, I got
to... You are an appeaser.
Yes.
You're an appeaser. How did it... Now, you heard me talking about it just a little while ago. You're playing the role of appeaser, and there's a bully involved. Who is the bully in your life?
Mother was... my mother was the bully.
Yeah, that's right.
And you gave in to her. Yeah, I think I told you my father died when I was four.
Yes.
And he died of lung cancer, too.
Yes. But you see, what you're doing, and I want you to listen carefully, a psychiatrist wouldn't be able to tell you this. They wouldn't understand it. But you need to find God. But we'll just leave that alone for a minute. But you need to understand what it is and why you need to find God. And
that's what I want to do, yeah.
That's right, because nothing can cure you, nothing.
I've been doing the meditation.
Yes, but I just wanted to get you to understand that when you have been, you've been violated and you become subject to a bully, and the bully could be 1 minute nice, and that next minute cruel, and it will befuddle you, and you begin to resent your mother, and the more you resent her, the more she takes life out of you, because you feel guilty and you make up by doing things, nice things for her, and the more you give her, the more she wants, and then she gets angry if you don't do what she wants.
Yeah.
And so that's the system. But what is happening to you, your mind, your spirit is being sacrificed. She's feeding on it. She actually,
my mother died a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, but she's still. But other people take the place. When my wife was in the car, I was another person taking the place of what caused her to be hypnoidal. See that?
Uh-huh.
So it's not just your mother. It's people who play the role. There's only two roles. One is anger and be bully, and one is the pisa. There's only two roles. There's no other roles.
Yeah.
There doesn't exist any. There's no way out. And the psychiatrists don't understand it. It has to do with Paradise Lost. See that? And so your mother ate you. But every time you upset somebody, you're taking something from them, energy, some kind of energy that they feed on psychologically. And they take pleasure in it. And it can, and if you resist, it could be murder. If you don't, and if you resist, you will give everything you have. And if your mother dies from it, then the other people will take the place. You will look for people to take for your mother. In other words, you're in a pizza. You'll find another mother, another person that loves you, and you become addicted again to codependence. And
I must have married my mother.
That's right. That's exactly right. You married your mother, because that men who do not have this, the quality of a Jesus, which is God, in him. He's an extension of his mother.
Yeah.
And the reason why he's the extension of his mother, because his father failed him. He was too busy enjoying the sex and getting more and more. You see how that works.
My husband wasn't a bully, though. He was
a pizza.
Kind of weak, and all he wanted was sex, that's what the whole thing was.
That's right. And you gave into it. But that is he's a kind of a bully, isn't he?
Yeah.
You see? And you gave in, so he may be a weak person, but you're weaker.
Yeah.
So that he becomes the bully.
Oh. Yeah, it got so bad that I used to hear screaming in my head.
I know, because you hated him. And the more you hated him, the more you gave him. And the more you gave him, the more he became addicted to you. And I'll be right back, don't go away. Gwen, listen carefully.
Yeah.
What you need to do, understand that you were once a little girl. And do you remember being a little girl and having awareness and having wonder? Just for a little while, and you came into an environment and you had an awareness that something was wrong and you didn't know how to deal with it, and yet you yielded to it. And once you yield to it, it can't be helped. Because through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. You can't stop it. Everybody experiences it, whether you realize it or not, or admit it or not. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody's in a hypnotic state. You can be a bully and a bully and an appeaser. Both. You can appease the bully and become a bully yourself. And so there's two sides of you. It flows through one. So if you're an appeaser, You give your life to the bully, and the bully gives his identity to you, and then you do this. You become the bully to this person's weaker than you, and the person's weaker than you can actually go to, and so it can become a chain of command, as it did in the Hitler world, in Germany, as it was happening under Obama. Obama was doing that, just that thing.
Yes.
And it's not him that was doing it, because many of the downfall of America started maybe 80 years ago. It takes a long time to bring down a country like this.
Yeah.
You see? And I see that now we're beginning to wake up, thank God. And I think I'm a little bit responsible for some of that.
I'm sure.
But now listen, what you need to do. Stop struggling with yourself. of yourself you can do nothing. Does it not say in the Bible, of yourself I can do nothing, but the Father within me, he doth it?
Uh-huh.
Are you a Christian lady?
Yes.
Well, why are you struggling to fix yourself?
Yeah, I've been trying to find the truth.
No, I'm giving you the truth.
Yes.
Stop trying to fix yourself. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
Because when what you're really fighting is the identity inside yourself. There's two of you. There's you. But the you has been lost a long time ago. So what it wants to suck. And you become a suckling. Meaning you don't go away. Leave it like that.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hey, Gwen, listen to me. Have you been understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're a suckling. You can be sucked on, and you can suck on if you want to. But you're not the kind of person to do that. You have to, because you think that a bully is bad, but you try to be good, but you've lost what goodness is.
It's hard to hear you. The sound is either going.
Would you, David? Listen, Darby doesn't have this problem. She can't hear me.
Yeah.
I know, but the lady can't hear me. All right, but you have to look at it. Robert Darby doesn't get this attention. I'm sorry. We need to get this to be. I know, but she can't hear it. She can't hear it. All right. So I have to have an argument. That's my son. I have to have
okay.
Okay. Now, listen carefully. As long as you must see that you are weak and that you are obliged, compelled, literally compelled to the worst in another person. You love the worst in the person, because somehow when you give yourself to that person, you have an aftermath of hatred towards him, and it makes you feel superior just for a moment,
mm-hmm.
like you've done a good thing, but you didn't. See, it's addictive, and so you're giving life force. You're giving your life force to the people, and that affects your immune system. The minute you understand what I'm telling you, now listen carefully. God is within me talking to you. He's talking to me, through me, to you. And he wants you to believe a simple thing. Don't try to fix yourself. That's ego. There's a part in you that makes you want to try to fix yourself. All you do is get worse. And when you turn around and start angry with yourself, then you're giving it power to do more, to hurt you even more, to make you guilt, to guilt you into giving more of yourself to the dark side that's in you. There's another side in you, another identity, and it came through the generations.
Is it possible to be angry and not know it? Because I never seem to be angry.
No, but you'll give off the shirt off your back. You are angry. And you try to keep away from being angry by giving in to everybody.
Oh.
I'm sure lots of people love you.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. You look like a kind person. You are a good person. Be deep down inside, that little girl's there. And let me be your dad for a minute, and let my voice be like the dad you never had.
Oh, that's all.
And you close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now close your eyes. Don't say anything.
Okay.
And don't say anything. Only when I ask you. And look at the eyelids. You do see the little pixels, don't you? Little lights moving across
little
the screen.
Little squiggly white things.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a programming. That's program coming with you. In other words, that's a program, meaning you're actually seeing. You have a computer.
Yeah.
And you have a thumb drive with all that information in it. And it's a little thumb drive. It has 20 books inside there.
Yeah.
And when you plug it into the computer, bang, there it is. But, so those little pixels are programs. And you don't know what they are. But if you plug into the source, see, watch it. And that's why I say close your eyes. Look at the pixels moving across the screen in your mind. That's the energy. But if you start to struggle with yourself, you cut yourself off from being healthy. You start to, imagination takes its place, and worry, and fear, and anxiety. No, just look at the pixels. And there's light coming through. That's why there's energy. There's programming. There's godly programming. Godly program for the inside. Godly program from the inside. And it gives you... So Jesus says to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he curses them. He calls them all kinds of names. And he says, you see, but you do not perceive. There's another level. You hear, but you do not understand. So you're just like an animal. You studied your scriptures, and you're just a machine, and you don't understand anything you said, and it gives you power, and people don't know any different, because of that nature, is so strong, the human voice is so strong, and when it waves its hand and mind in the air, it will confound people. There's so many different variations of Christianity. There's only should be one. Be still and know that I am God and nobody else is, and you ain't either. So what I'm saying to you, understand, if you have a dream, whether it's a good dream or a bad one, you see You can wake up. It could be such a bad dream. It's so real that you think it was real for a minute, and you wake up with a heartbeat. But what I'm trying to say is there's a light shining on that dream. There's another light shining on it and showing you something about it. There's another light showing you what's wrong with you. You're giving in to people because you get angry with it. You can't help. You're a slave of it, and you resent your slavery. Okay. Just follow that meditation, would you, young lady? I'm running out of time. Unless this lady wants to stay for the next hour. Okay. All right. All right, then. We'll be right back. Oh, hello. Please, ladies and gentlemen, only 1 minute. Please take down the phone number. It's 800-877-3227. Business hours, West Coast time. Thank you. And if you'd like to call this in the evening, then there's a call operator who are very good at what they do all the evening. And then you want to go to my website and look around. And buy something. Okay, and FHU.com. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's for checks. Thank you.